the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome as we gather together this evening to remember the faithful departed, to give thanks for them, and to pray in and through them.
God has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. As we acknowledge our human frailty, we call to mind our sins of word, deed, and omission, and confess them before God our Father. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light.
Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord grant you pardon and forgiveness of all your sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray for the peace and well-being of the whole Church. Everlasting God, our Maker and Redeemer, grant us, with all the faithful departed, the sure benefits of your Son's saving passion and glorious resurrection, that in the last day, when you gather up all things in Christ, we may with them enjoy the fullness of your promises. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the first letter of Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now for a little while you have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Alleluia, Alleluia. It is the will of him who sent me, says the Lord, that I should lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up on the last day. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said to the crowd, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." This is the gospel of the Lord.
The words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. All saints and all souls, or as it is for me at least better known today, the commemoration of the faithful departed, are, as I mentioned on Sunday, two sides of the same coin. They're about how we remember. So on the one hand, the note of All Saints is one of faith and hope and saints and communion being mystically knit together. And the music and the colour of the day, white, reflect that. On the other side of the coin, the note for today is more serious and solemn, and takes seriously the other side of grief. Hence, the liturgical colour is purple, the colour of the solemn seasons of the church's year, and of course, for funerals. In one sense, if we believe in the former, we could think the latter today becomes unnecessary. Except our experience is not like that, at least not for most of us. And if the life of the church is to speak into our experience of life, then we need the note of quiet recollection and reflection alongside the joy of All Saints. For as we all know, losing those we love is often painful and bewildering. We can say words of faith, that they have gone to a better place and that things will get better over time, but it often doesn't feel like that. That doesn't mean we should feel inadequate, as if our belief is not enough. More, of course, that grief is complex. As we hold together the hope and consolation of our faith, alongside the sense that faith can sometimes feel hollow as we struggle with some of the mysteries of life. Perhaps that's why, in some way, the tradition of praying for the departed began. And though over time things were distorted, the need to remember the faithful departed remained. And it is, for me at least, always a powerful moment in the service to hear the names of those we have known, those with whom we have shared our life, to hear them read out, gone but not forgotten. And we do so not because God needs to remember them, but because we do. And we remember them and their stories within the story of our faith. A faith we're sustained by, in part at least, through the words we encounter in Scripture. For the words we find there help us place both our lives and the lives of those whom we love within a bigger story, the story of our redemption in Jesus Christ. This evening is no exception. For as our first reading memorably put it, we remember tonight that we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. We have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Of course, we don't fully know what that inheritance looks like, but we proclaim it, have hope through it, and rejoice along the way in those little intimations of eternity we get from time to time. Those moments when the veil between heaven and earth seems so thin, not least when we gather around this table and feast on the bread of life. For when we do, we anticipate, using some other rich metaphorical language from Scripture, the banquet that those whom we remember this night now enjoy. All saints and all souls, two sides of the same coin, each sounding a different note as we remember those who've gone before us. Both days, joined through the hope we have in Jesus, who came among us and changed our understanding of life and death and the life to come. And we are to be ever thankful for the living hope we have through him. Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord who has conquered death. Jesus, bread from heaven, you satisfy the hungry with good things. Grant us a share with all the faithful departed in the banquet of your kingdom. Hear us, risen Lord, our resurrection and our life. Jesus, light of the world, you gave the man born blind the gift of sight. Open the eye of faith and bring us from darkness to your eternal light and glory. Hear us, risen Lord, our resurrection and our life. Jesus, Son of the living God, you summoned your friend Lazarus from death to life. Raise us at the last to full and eternal life with you. Hear us, risen Lord, our resurrection and our life. Jesus, crucified Saviour, in your dying, you entrusted each to the other. Mary, your mother, and John, your beloved disciple, Sustain and comfort all who mourn. Hear us, risen Lord, our resurrection and our life. Jesus, our way and truth and life. You drew your disciple Thomas from doubt to faith. Reveal the resurrection faith to the doubting and the lost. Hear us, risen Lord, our resurrection and our life. May God, in his infinite love and mercy, bring the whole church, living and departed in the Lord Jesus, to a joyful resurrection and the fulfillment of his eternal kingdom. Amen.
Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you."
And also with you.
Lord, hear us, Lord, hear us.
Look upon us in mercy, not in judgment. Draw us from hatred to love. Make the frailty of our praise a dwelling place for your glory. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth, giver of life and conqueror of death. By his death on the cross, your Son, Jesus Christ, offered the one true sacrifice for sin, breaking the power of evil and putting death to flight. Through his resurrection from the dead, you have given us new birth into a living hope, into an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. The joy of resurrection fills the universe, and so we join with angels and archangels, with all your faithful people, evermore praising you and singing. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom. And with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through him and with him and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise.
Blessing and glory are yours forever and ever. Amen.
Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus is the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, they will live forever. Lord, give us this bread always. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. I am the vine. You are the branches. May we dwell in him as he lives in us. Blood of Christ, shed for us all. Amen. Amen. worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, and by your will they have their being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign with you on earth. Hear us as we remember Jeff Thorndike, Barry Holland, Kathleen Allinson, Janet Allinson, Kenneth Stark, Mildred Butterworth, Ronnie Butterworth, Patrick Parkinson, Frederick Middleditch, John Peter, Roslyn Binns, Norma Poole, George and Louise Laidler, Edward Fryer, Brian Ray, Nigel Butcher, Joyce Butcher, Brian Butcher, Audrey Newhouse, Stuart Newhouse, William Roberts, Beatrice Roberts, Leslie Roberts, Ethel Wood, Pam Wood, Samantha Wood, Elise Wood, Bonnie Mesruther, Annie Mesruther Brown, Noah Mesruther Brown, Nancy and Alan Brown, Terry Midgley, Peter Edwards, Herbert Herring, Edith Herring, Grace Moody, Sydney Moody, Edith Rhodes, John Rhodes, William H. Bond, Nancy Bond, Jeffrey Cross, Michael Cross, Rose Cross, Albert Cross, Tony Cross, Mark Cross, Paul Milner, Kath Harwood, Margaret Tomlinson, Matthew Patterson, Grace Wealdon,
Maurice Petherick, John Sim, Ada Sim, Albert and Laura Hope, Jesse and Harry Rutherford, Harry Rutherford, Eileen and Harry Bell, Christopher Bell, Eileen and Jack Cyril, Peter Foster, Beatrice Greenwood, Bill Godson, Bert Howe, Neil Daniel Roberts, Victoria Alice Barker, Marguerite Alice Annie Maitley, Jack Maitley, Ian May, Alan George Pickersgill, Edward Guy Cox, Nora Armitage, Shirley Dacre, Andrew Richard Hillaby.
This is the will of him that sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, and I will raise them up at the last day. Grant to us, Lord God, to trust you not for ourselves alone, but for those also whom we love and who are hidden from us by the shadow of death, that as we believe your power to have raised our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, so may we trust your love to give eternal life to all who believe in him. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. God of love, may the death and resurrection of Christ, which we have celebrated in this Eucharist, bring us with all the faithful departed into the peace of your eternal home. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our rock and our salvation, to whom be glory for time and for eternity. Amen. Amen. God give you his comfort and his peace, his light and his joy in this world and the next. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Neither death nor life can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.